Four Democrats and four Republicans will serve on the panel that tries to find common ground somewhere between budgets that are $10 billion apart. Senate Majority Leader Judy Robson says the two sides probably won't get to work until sometime next week. The version of the budget passed by Robson's Senate Democrats includes more money for health care, education, local government, and public land purchases than the one that passed the Assembly.
The biggest problem that we have with the Assembly budget is that it was mean-spirited, vindictive, and it just cut and slashed irresponsibly.
The Assembly also left out the centerpiece of the Democrats' budget that would fund universal health care by replacing the premiums people pay now with the payroll tax on employers and workers. That's what made Democrats' budget so much bigger than the one that passed the Assembly, along with Governor Jim Doyle's proposed taxes on cigarettes, oil, and hospitals. Senate Republican Minority Leader Scott Fitzgerald will have a seat at the conference table with Robson and others. He told his fellow senators they could end up voting for a budget like the one Assembly Republicans passed.
They were able to, I think, establish for the rest of the citizens of the state that we're not jumping off the deep end like the Senate Democrats have done with their version of the budget.
A new state budget was supposed to take effect the first of this month, but that hardly ever happens in Wisconsin. That's because under state law, last year's budget automatically renews itself if there's not a new one in place. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.